ॐ अज्ञानाशनान्नस्य गणन्धनाशवकाय चक्षुरु निधं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णतिष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदन्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषासन्यवादी पश्चात्तदसचारिणे श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौराभक्तवृन्द Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानन्द जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौर भक्तवृन्द जय द्वैत चन्द्र जय गौर भक्तवृन्द Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaurinathai ki, Jai Rukmini Lokadish ki, Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki, Prahlad Narasimha Nail ki, Samvet Bhaktavrinda ki, ಮುಖಾಕ್ರೋಚಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾ ಪಂಗುಲಂಗಯ ಚೇಗಿನಿ ಯತ್ ಕೀರ್ತಾಚಲ ಹನುಮಂತೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಪರಮಾನು ಮಾಡುವ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಇಸ್ವಾಮ್.
Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text number 9. Yagyartat kamano nyatra lokoyam karma bandana tad artam karma kunteya mukta sangha samachara. No one repeats. Okay. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. Purport. Since one has to work, even for the simple maintenance of the body, the prescribed duties for a particular social position and quality are so made that the purpose can be fulfilled. Yagya means Lord Vishnu, or sacrificial performances. All sacrificial performances also are meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. The Vedas enjoin Yagyo Vai Vishnu. In other words, the same purpose is served whether one performs prescribed yagyas or directly serves Lord Vishnu. Krishna conscious is therefore performance of yagya as it is prescribed in this verse. The Varnashram institution also aims at satisfying Lord Vishnu. Varnashrama Chaturavatta Purushena Parapumam Vishnur Aradyate, from the Vishnu Purana 3.1, 3.8.8. Therefore, one has to work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Any other work done in this material world will be a cause of bondage, for both good and evil work have their reactions, and any reaction binds the performer. Therefore, one has to work in Krishna consciousness to satisfy Krishna or Vishnu. And while performing such activities, one is in a liberated stage. This is the great art of doing work. And in the beginning of this process requires very expert guidance. One should therefore act very diligently under the expert guidance of a devotee of Lord Krishna and under the direct instruction of Lord Krishna himself, under whom Arjuna had the opportunity to work. Nothing should be performed for sense gratification, but everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. This practice will not only save one from the reaction of work, but also gradually elevate one to the transcendental loving service of the Lord, which alone can raise one to the kingdom of God. Again, translation. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage.
Who is here for the first time today? Anyone here? So let's give them a very kind welcome. Haridol! 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 Very happy to have all of you present today to this temple was personally visited by His Divine Grace Advaicharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is considered by him as the kind of spiritual headquarters of North America. So Prabhupada, he has his quarters here. If anyone ever has a time, you can see where he stayed. Also, you can see the Museum of the Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada had the artist from the USA learn from the Indians how to make a dioramas. Like that, there's also a restaurant. There's various facilities here. So we hope that you take advantage. You're very fortunate to have this temple, which has got so many transcendental features to it. Now this verse today in the Bhagavad Gita tells us about karma. We every activity that we do for some material purpose, it is a good thing. Say we want to help these suffering people do some good work. That means that we get a good birth with a nice income and a good looking body and freedom from health problems and legal problems. But still, you have to be born in the material world, which is a kind of a prison house. It's like you get a first-class cell. If you do that karma, then you get the opposite of all. You get sickness, legal problems, ugliness, and so on, poverty. So, according to the karma, there's a good account and a bad account. Good karma goes in the good account, bad karma goes in the bad account. So, all kinds of karmas, they put us in the material world. Now, what this verse says, Yagartat Karanonyatra, Loko Yalkana Landana, that if an activity is performed as an activity for the pleasure of Krishna, then that activity is not considered under good or bad karma. It's a higher transcendental feature. So most people, they're not very God conscious. They do their work. Some think about good, some think about the immediate happiness, even if it's a lying or cheating, they'll do it. But either way, they're bound to this material world. Whereas, if they render some service to Krishna, say you're studying, you think, okay, let me study. When I get an education, I'll use my education to serve Krishna. Or say that you're cooking. You can cook a vegetarian food, you can offer it to Krishna. He only takes vegetarian. He's a lacto-vegetarian. And you get the special benefit. Like that, there's all kinds of things you can do for Krishna. You can work. You can think that some of my work, I want to get 10% or 5% or 1% or 50% or whatever. Something I'll give for the service of Krishna. Or I'll buy flowers or fruits or some something I'll give to the temple. So, to some extent, your work is also a service to Krishna. You may think that, okay, by my work, I'll feed my family Krishna prasad, food that's offered to Krishna. I have a deity worship in my house. I'll invite people to visit my house. So in this way, that house is also the maintenance of that house can be written like you write off your tax. Now it's the tax time. There is Dwarkadish Prabhu. He's one of the pujaris here. He's a tax consultant. So he said, come after the tax period, after April 15th, as long as you want to my house. So, that's very kind of him. So now is the tax, everyone looking for write-offs. And those who make a lot of money, they want to write it off. So they like that. If you give your service to Krishna, you can write it off your karma. And you can get a spiritual mercy from Krishna. So, this is what this verse is telling us. That we can get back to Godhead if we do service to Krishna. Almost anything except for like slaughterhouses and illicit drugs and things like that, almost anything you can do for Krishna, just if you fix your mind in Krishna, So that needs some guidance for our devotees, from our devotee or Vaishnava, our spiritual master, or any senior devotee, and that can guide you back to Godhead. So this is a very important verse. Prabhupada used this verse many times in his preaching. So, but it is very deep, because most people, they think, okay, if I do good work, it's good enough. I don't have to be God conscious. But they don't know that doing good work or bad work, it binds you to this material world. How many of you want to be bound to the material world? How many would like to go back to the spiritual world? Okay. So this verse is very important for those who want to go back to the spiritual world. Now, Lord Chaitanya, he was called down to this planet because some people did good karmas, and a few were doing bad karma. Now many more people do bad karma, but very few people are God conscious. They don't think that how they can do their activities in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. So Lord Chaitanya was called to come down. Please, Lord, come down, because if we have love for God, then we want to do the things for Him. Just like, say, it's Christmas. I was bombarded with the Christmas carols while I was at the therapy. I had a stroke a little over a year ago, and so I'm under some therapy. I hope you can understand. I got this side of my face a little paralyzed, so I'm not able to pronounce things as clearly as I used to. So there they had a Christmas time. I hear I also deliver the Christmas lecture. Now, say you're going out to buy something for your loved one, whoever, your mother, your father, your sister, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. You went to buy, or your child, you went to buy something. So naturally, when you're thinking, as you're purchasing the thing, what does this person like? What will be useful? As a kid, then you think, oh, he'll like this toy, this is the latest toy. So, or as your wife, you think, oh, maybe she like a dress, she's like a perfume, or whatever. So accordingly, you're thinking about that person. So that activity is something, it's more than just a gift. It's all activity that you meditated on the person you like, you love, and you went to give them. Now, in the same way, if you offer your activity to Krishna, you're thinking about Krishna, how can I do this particular activity to the pleasure of the Supreme Godhead? How would He be pleased? So in this way, by doing that activity, the whole activity, not just the final thing, but the whole activity is connected. So it's a very a simple way to perform yoga. It's called karma yoga, where we alter our activity to Krishna. Or if we have love for Krishna, then or some devotion, and then it's called bhakti yoga. So, like this, people lack bhakti. They lacked this devotion 500 years ago. So Lord Krishna was requested to come down and give out His love. So He comes in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Here on to your left, on the far left altar, is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya is on the right, your right, and Lord Nityananda is on your left. So they're dancing with their hands up. So they give the secret that if you chant the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By doing this simple action, it is a pure devotional service. So it connects you directly with Krishna. And in this way, he gave three services that he considered most important. He said, Bolo Krishna, Vajra Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. That chant the names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then Vajra worship Krishna. Just like here in this temple, they worship the deities of Krishna. We have here Lord Chaitanya is Krishna come as a devotee to show by his example how to serve Krishna. We have Rukmini Krishna, Dragadis. They came. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So he came to an island north of the extreme west of the Gujarat that's called Dwarka. So one of his names is Dwarkadisha. And also to study his teachings. So the Bhagavad Gita, which you read tonight, is spoken by Krishna, so that's a Krishna teaching. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken about Krishna, so that's also a Krishna shiksha or Krishna instruction. So these three things are again the most importance by Lord Chaitanya. But there are other services you can do. There's nine in total. But if you perform any of these activities, then an activity will connect you directly with Krishna. So it's saying that even your ordinary work, even the day-to-day activities you do, somehow if you connect it as a yajna, as a sacrifice, that the sacrifice means is for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, then all your activity is giving you freedom. And otherwise, every action we do in the material world, it binds us. Now, you didn't want to be bound, so the simple way is learn how to do devotional service from these devotees. And that, if you do it, is very simple. It's just a kind of change of consciousness. Like the example is given, that a knife in the hand of a surgeon, it can save someone's life. In the hand of a thief, he'll threaten you, give you money, or I'll rape you, or whatever the threat is, or I'll kill you. So the same knife, really not exactly the same, but a knife can have a different purpose depending on the consciousness of who's using it. So, like that, the same action you're doing, if you think, let me do this action for Krishna, then it becomes a devotional service. It becomes a bhakti yoga practice. If you think, let me do it for some good cause, it becomes good karma. If you're doing it and it's hurting other people or somehow it's hurting yourself, it's a bad karma. You're getting good and bad karma, both cause bondage. Good karma, first class bondage. Bad karma, horrible bondage. But anyway, bondage. So if you really want to go back to Krishna, the secret is to do devotional service. Now, Lord Chaitanya, he requested his followers that You simply go out and tell the people this. You tell everyone you meet to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, to read the Bhagavad Gita and to worship Krishna. By this simple activity, they can completely revolutionize their entire life. They can go back to God even in one birth. So, this is such a great thing. Yesterday we had a festival in Laguna Beach. This is called the Regional Festival, because from Los Angeles, from San Diego, everybody came to Laguna Beach. There are maybe over 500 devotees. This Deuce and Valentina over there, and so many. I also in the back, Bhakti Ray. Here, there are Jaya Gauranga Das, and many of you are there. So, this festival, Indradumna Maharaj, he was speaking. So he also spoke this, that if we alter our service to Krishna, that we can go back to Krishna. And he was saying how Prabhupada said, use your intelligence, tax your brain, how to give people this message. Well, you'll come here to our temple. So, Prabhupada also said, you see, if they come to you, you give the straight truth. If you go to them, then you have to be a little more diplomatic. Like he was saying, the sellers of yogurt, in India they go house to house trading yogurt. And if you want, you can bargain with them. But if you go to a shop, they get fixed price. Of course, in America, I don't think there's much bargaining. Maybe a few shops, but usually it's like a fixed price. Whatever the price, you pay. In India, you can bargain to some extent, but if it's a shop, generally the price is fixed. If they go door to door, then you can tell, well, I don't need your yogurt. But if you can sell me for 10% off, then I may buy one. Okay, for you, 10% off. I make no profit. Of course, he must be making some profit, otherwise he wouldn't do it. But anyway, so when you come to our temple, I should tell you the truth. I should tell you what is law of karma. I should tell you things as they are. Where our people who distribute books in the airport, maybe they can't always just immediately tell everything as it is. They have to make friends with the people. How are you? Yes, sir. Where are you coming from? It's a different situation at the same time. So, like that, Lord Chaitanya, he came to Navadvipam, and some people, they approached him. They wanted to know what was the truth. So he told, you tell this is the truth. Jari Deko, Tariko, Krishna Pradesh. Whoever you meet, you tell them the message of Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya gave that special mercy to everyone. One of the first days I was here, I was asked to give the Sunday class. At that time, I told that these deities are very special. That these deities, that there's a saying in the Vedas, that each deity is the archa avatar. It's avatar is now a famous word because of a recent movie. But avatar actually means someone who descends from the spiritual world. So the avatar, archa avatar means they have come simply to accept our worship. So, if you are very devotional, if you have a lot of faith, then the deities actually reciprocate with it. If you think all these deities are just statues, they'll just stand there. But if you think that the deity is actually Krishna, he's called to let me worship him, then he accepts your worship and he reciprocates. So, there's different stories, like one child, he's called, he's the son of Makunananda. Let's see, what's his name? Raghunandan. Raghunandan. He was quickly given the ultadayam, the round thread, and his father had to go because some disciple was dying. He had to be there to help him to cross over the ocean of birth and death. So he told his son, "Until I come back, you just take the offering that your mother gives you, offer to the deity of Gopal, some ladus, and you just ask Gopal to eat the offering. He'll eat it and he'll bring back the prasad to your mother." So he was just 6 years old. He really didn't know. So he placed the plate in front of the deity of Gopal, and he said, "Please, Gopal, accept this offering." "What am I doing wrong? Gopal's not eating." So he thought he was doing something wrong. And the deity, because he had so much faith that the deity will eat. You see, these deities, just by glancing, they can eat. They don't need to actually eat the food. They're so kind, they eat by glancing, and then we get the remnants. So, but he thought the deity will eat the fruit. So he was praying, "Please eat this offering." But the deity didn't eat. So he started crying. And the deity said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "You're not eating. You want me to eat?" "Yes, okay." So because he expected the deity to eat, the deity started to eat. So he was very much, he looked at the empty plate to his mother. The mother looked at it. She expected to see a full plate of prasad, but she saw an empty plate. So this is going on every day. So the mother thought maybe the child is eating the ladus. She didn't know what was going on. So when the husband came back, she told what was happening. That somehow he's going, and then he's coming back with an empty plate. So, God said, "You just give the plate as you will. I'll hide, and I'll see what's happening." So he hid behind the deity, and he heard the son say, "Please accept this offering of ladus." He didn't hear anything. He waited, he waited, he looked. Oh! Oh! The deity was eating. The stone deity had come to life, was eating ladus. So yes, he was shocked. But the deity reciprocated with the love and the affection and the full faith the little child had. The little child in his simplicity had full faith that the father said, "He will eat it, he'll eat." So the deity was reciprocating, and he ate. And the deity heard the father gasp. He turned back to stone. And there, he had a half-eaten ladu in his hand. He said, "Aha, the proof is there. The ladu is half-eaten. I got the proof." So after that, they kept putting a half-eaten ladu in the hand of the deity every day. And the word came out that Raghunandan, he had the deity eating from his hand. Such a great devotee at 6 years of age. So, like this, the deity, if you have faith like that, he'll eat through your hands too, but maybe you don't have so much faith. So the deity is though, they're there to hear your prayers. You go to the deity and say, "Dear Rukmini Dwarkadish, I surrender to you. I surrender my life. O Lord Nitai, Nitai Gauranga, I surrender my life to you. Please accept me in your service." They will accept this. The deities are not different than the original personality. The system of deity installation is that we do a lot. We invite Krishna to be present in the deity. And then if a pure devotee or he likes, then it's considered to be a very powerful deity. If a deity is installed by according to the system given in the Vedas. Then it's also considered to be a very powerful. So the original Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra was installed by Lord Brahma. So that means the whole universe is affected by whatever goes on. So some years ago, the Rathkar, Lord Baladeva, broke and the Rath stopped halfway in the Rath Yatra. So because of that, they said there's going to be a war somewhere. That when his chariot breaks, it means there'll be a war. That year, America did the Desert Storm War against Iraq. So like that. And then also in Calcutta, our Baladev, his wrath broke. So, I don't know if your wrath broke. Your Rath Yatra here in LA is held around the 15th of the first Sunday, the first weekend, I think, of August. So like that, these deities, if they're installed by a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, they have effect not only over the universe, over all the universes. So, I don't know exactly which one of some of these deities were installed by Prabhupada. So, this is very powerful. So you can come and you can offer your worship, you can offer your prayers, and you can witness the puja, the worship going on. In this way, you can also get the energy. You can offer from your salary part of your earnings if you want. You can get income tax relief if you get a check or something, get a receipt. If you don't care, you can get some fruit, some anything, grains. Like this, you can get the mercy from the Lord. That's just one of the ways. Otherwise, in your house, you can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's it. Like this, in every step of life, it's possible to be Krishna conscious. It's possible to do your activities as a yajna, as a sacrifice. And the senior devotees here are very happy to instruct or to advise anyone how they can do their activity. It doesn't matter, if one's, there may be many religions in the world, but there's only one Supreme God, and he's got so many names. So, we are teaching the postgraduate study, no matter what your religion, if you engage in the service of God, by whatever name you like to call him, whether it's Jehovah or Allah or whatever, or Krishna, The system is the same. Do your activities as a sacrifice for the Lord. If you do that, your activity will be transcendental. If you don't, any karma you do in the material world will be of bondage. Thank you very much. Thank you.